Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating. We're talking about the current issues of the day, especially, particularly, I should say, with regard to race relations as a result of what happened in Ferguson. We've got another round of it coming up, Ray, in your city, in your area, the New York City area. Another lack of an indictment of a police officer yesterday, I guess it was, on a more questionable case than the Ferguson case. But you know, one of the things I wanted to quote a poll. I'm trying to remember which one of the companies this was. Politico, I think. I think this is a Politico poll, folks. Among white voters, 49% say right. Now this was in September, I think. Among white voters, 49% say relations are worse, and 4% say they are better. Among African Americans, 13% say that they've improved, 38% say that they are worse. 48% of whites, 49% I should say of whites, say they're worse, and 38% of blacks say that they're worse. Now, that's not a majority in either case, but that's a big. Those are big numbers, aren't they, Ray?
Yeah,
by the way, I think the question was, in the last 6 years, they're giving them a period of time. I think that's what happened. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's disappointing. It's not surprising necessarily. I mean, you know, we still should be shooting for that, you know, not the color of our skin, but the content of the character, as Martin Luther King Jr. said, and that's something that we all need to strive for, but this is the reality that we deal with, and as we said earlier in one of the earlier segments, that unfortunately a lot of this is made far, far worse by the political games that some of our so-called leaders play, and they feed on people's fears and on, you know, whatever those fears might be.
But for some reason, Ray, President Obama, Eric Holder, Al Sharpton, right, in my opinion, I mean, when I heard President Obama's comments yesterday, Ray, I almost thought I was listening to Al Sharpton, some of the things he was saying. And Ray, here's the thing. One event, just because one event happened, regardless of the outcome, what does that have to do with the tens of thousands of other racial interactions that happen every year between a white officer and a black person in America?
Absolutely.
There's nothing even close to a trend, let alone an epidemic, that they're making it sound like.
Right.
This is, in my opinion, the tragedy of leaders who act like this is some kind of a norm. And if you hear Eric Holder, he makes it sound like this is happening on a regular basis. People are dying. Black men are dying from police officers on a regular basis.
Big Jim, let's put it on the table. This is the political left. Race is about, is the race issue is promoted by the political left, the ideological left. That's what they're all about. I mean, when you look at the issues you're talking about, one of my sons is in college, and he has a bunch of left-wing professors, and all they want to do is talk about race.
Mm-hmm.
And they take incidents, isolated incidents, and they turn it into this is a plague in terms of our entire society in the United States. This is what they do. I mean, that's plain speaking, that's what they do. It's not just in inner city places. It's in some of the best education institutions mm-hmm. in America. This is what they peddle.
But the two groups that have that seem to have no advocates in this argument with these the people who are going toe to toe on this, the two groups, and that's the law enforcement community, which the preponderance of are take care of whoever they're trying, who has a need. Number one, number two, the small business community. Small businesses are the silent victims of all this anarchy that has happened, and that could happen if the president doesn't get control of this kind of communication come out of his administration. Ray, we could have anarchy across this country. What do you think?
Well, there's a third group. The third group are largely minority populations in these areas who rely on the police to protect them.
Yeah.
And they are
they're being protected.
And they do protect them, and they are being hurt because of the attack on law enforcement and the attack, the resulting ills in terms of the local economies as businesses go away.
SBECouncil.org. Any other websites you want us to look for, Ray?
That's it, SBECouncil.org. All sorts of good stuff there on small business.
Thanks, Ray, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Take care, Jim.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. God bless America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.